Beat was in the White House. Teenagers were dancing the Watusi. The Beatles had just gotten a new drummer named Ringo Starr. 1962. You could have a steak dinner for $3. 1962. So much in the future and so much in the past. And I was getting ready for the second grade at Robert E. Lee Elementary School. The people of my town, the like-minded Christians of my town, decided that people needed to come back to the cross, that we were getting away from the real gospel. We needed to come back to the cross. And so they decided what we needed was an old-fashioned picnic, the kind that you saw in the movie Pollyanna, remember that? Or in The Music Man, a big parade and fireworks, dinner on the ground, preaching and singing and testifying all day. So they put it together, and my grandfather was, he was honored to be asked as one of the main speakers. The day dawned beautifully, just like yesterday. A beautiful sunny day. We can feel God in the world. We started at dawn. My grandfather, my father, all of my uncles, my big grown-up cousin boys, they put up that big tent. I can see them still using those sledgehammers to pound that into the ground. And they strung lights from the nearest farm, put yellow lights in the tent to keep the bugs away once it got dark. They had knocked together these trestle tables. My grandmother, my mother, all of my aunts, they brought all of the cloths and all of the sheets from home that they could find, put on the table. And the food went on for days. Those big igloo coolers, the white ones with orange lids, you remember those? So much iced tea and urns and urns and urns of coffee to keep those sledgehammers going. And I had a new dress. My grandmother made it. It was red and white dotted Swiss with three organza petticoats so that it stood straight out. Had a red patent leather belt and red patent leather shoes. Just because we were going to be outside at a picnic and play games didn't mean a little Baptist girl didn't have to have on her best dress. And we played those games, and the food kept coming and coming and coming. Fried chicken, fried fish, potato salad, pea salad, corn salad, beet salad, every color of Jell-O with everything congealed in it. My grandmother was famous for putting sauerkraut in orange Jell-O. And I have her cooking skills. Oh, it was good food. Chocolate pie and lemon pie and coconut pie. Cakes, brownies, fudge. So much good food. Homemade donuts. But before you could have the food, you had the singing. We sang all those songs about the cross, in the cross, near the cross, to the cross, the old rugged cross. We sang them in four-part harmony without a hymnal in sight. We knew them all. I bet I can sing all of the words to 40 or 50 Fannie J. Crosby songs. And after the singing was the testifying. Now, unless you grew up a certain way, you've never been to a testifying kind of service where everybody just waits until the Spirit moves them and then they stand up and you have to cry. And you tell about when you were saved and you tell about how Jesus saved you from drink and saved you from cards and saved you from the movies. Saved you from bad men, and saved you from bad women, and saved you from bad churches. The ones that didn't immerse. And then the preaching. They let us eat a little breakfast, and then the preaching. And it went on, and on, and on. And you didn't have a cell phone to play with sitting in that hard pew. And you weren't allowed to take a book. Maybe you can have your Bible, but it just went on forever. Little kids, we just were dying to be released so that we could go and play. And ministers out one after another in the invitation, an old-fashioned Baptist invitation. My grandfather preached for 60 years, and he never, ever gave an invitation without singing, "Just as I am, without one plea, and that thy blood was shed for me, O Lamb of God, I come." And they did. People came down the aisles, and they knelt at the altars. And I can see him still, 50 years later. He always wore a double-breasted gray sharkskin suit. No matter how hot it was, he had that suit. And his hair was slicked back, never apart, and never white hair. Even when he died at 90, you could see his Cherokee heritage. His hair was completely slicked back with Brillo cream. Maybe a little dab will do ya, but he used a whole lot more. He had his own chair at home, you know, and had a towel on the back for the Brillo cream. I can remember him standing there, and he never sang. And he tried not to open his mouth too wide because he had really bad teeth. He was always very ashamed of him. He tried to keep his mouth closed as much as he could, except when he was railing in the pulpit. And he would stand with his eyes cast to heaven and say to people, saying, "Just as I am, just as I am. And at last, the preaching was over, and the tears were dried, and people were hugging and kissing, and then we could eat again, and then we got to play games. We played Red Rover, with Johnny Come Over, and we played Ring Around the Rosie, and London Bridge. It was such a simpler time back then. And then it started to get dark, and we were so excited, because darkness meant fireworks. And not just fireworks that someone from a company had put on. We all had fireworks. Back when you could have bottle rockets and shoot them at your brother. Back when you had long strings of black cats and you'd tie them to someone's shirt tail when they weren't looking and they'd go, all of the fireworks were done and all of the pies were eaten. It was time for the parade. My mother called us to her. My brother was 5 years older. His name was Jerry, and he didn't want to come and have to sit on the pallet with us, but he did. And we sat there in the beautiful evening sun as it started to set. We were sitting on my great-grandmother's name quilt. I hope some of you have one of those. Ladies would sign their name on a quilt piece and then embroider over it and put them all together. So when you had a baby, or when you got married, you got one of these quilts. And now I can look back on that quilt and maybe know one or two names, but it's precious to me. And I remember sitting on that quilt. And then it was just quiet. You began to hear the crickets and the trees. And from over the hill, we could hear the band starting up, tuning up, and soon as soon as it got dark, there it came. The parade began with the cross. 20 feet tall and burning. And the men were marching in their satin robes and their pointed hats. And people were crying at the vision of to us. We are Easter people. We are the children of God who have embraced the cross of compassion and love and joy and forgiveness. That is who we are, and that is what the cross is. I was a pretty big grown-up girl when that story kind of resurfaced for me, and one of my cousins and I were sitting somewhere having coffee, and we said, "Remember that picnic?" And we didn't see. So often it's true, at first we just don't see. But when we listen, and when we open our hearts to Jesus, He will open not just your eyes, but your heart.